Hello, everyone, and welcome to the APACD podcast. This is Arun Sudhaman, Editor-in-Chief at Provoke Media, and I'm joined today by Andrew Nichols, who's the Managing Director of Karma Asia. They are a supporting member of APACD. Andrew, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Arun. Good to be here.
So before we get started with the formal questions, I wonder if you could maybe just tell us a little bit about how long you've been in the role with Karma Asia and what your work there entails.
Sure. Well, perhaps I can give a little bit of background as well, because the first act of my career has predominantly been spent in media owning organizations. So companies that create, distribute content and with revenue models around advertising, subscriptions, licensing, events, e-commerce, stuff that you would know very well, Arun. And during that time, I was fortunate to work in London, a little bit in the US. I was based in India for a couple of years. And about 10 years ago, I moved to Singapore, and I've been working throughout the Asia Pacific region ever since. 5 years ago, I became a partner in Karma and launched Karma Asia. I'd like to think that the audience of this podcast would be generally familiar with Karma, mm-hmm. but for those that aren't, Karma is an insights company. We combine data from traditional and social media, public opinion, customer research, other data sets as well. And that gives us the ability to provide our clients with a complete picture of their reputation, to measure communications effectiveness, and to look into key topics of interest, essentially so they can plan and execute much more effectively.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So if you're ready, let's dive into the questions. If people are unfamiliar with the show, the theme is Things I've Learned. We focus on a key lesson from each of the following areas: career, PR/comms, which I guess is the work, personal, and finally, we ask for one piece of advice for your younger self. But you're already, I think, quite young, so that may be a little challenging for you. But anyway, let's start. So, Andrew, tell me one thing you've learned in terms of your career.
Sure. Well, having listened to prior episodes of the podcast, I think you've had some very strong contributions to this question, things like the value of networks, getting outside the comfort zone, things that really resonate with me as well. So when I was thinking about what I might be able to add to that, and looking back at my own career, it occurred to me that some pivotal moments along the way where I feel I've benefited hugely, but also been able to add a lot of value to an organization, has involved expanding my international experience. I think increasingly organizations where they are selecting people for leadership positions, you know, they value international experience. And it doesn't have to mean upping sticks and living in another country for years, as I have done. And considering, you know, the audience of this podcast, probably more likely PR and communications practitioners who may not necessarily be aspiring business leaders or entrepreneurs. But I think, you know, visiting colleagues, suppliers, customers in different markets will give you a much greater understanding and appreciation for your key stakeholders. And I actually think it's incumbent on PR and communications to have a really well-rounded understanding of the organization and those around it. So I would say international experience, gaining that international experience has been a really important, beneficial lesson from my career.
It's such a great point, and I love that you described it as incumbent, because as you mentioned, it seems kind of incredible that, you know, people will try to understand different audiences, different stakeholder groups, without necessarily having that benefit in terms of cross-cultural comms. We actually did an APACD roundtable on this topic in May about communicating across cultures. And as you've said, one of the key lessons that emerged was how useful and important it is to expand international experience, but also how much of a challenge it can be when senior leadership in organizations is sometimes always sourced from the HQ country. So I think that's such a good point. I it's one that resonates with me as well personally. It's, you know, I've worked in different countries, and I think not only does it expand you professionally, but as you are probably well aware, it's so much fun personally too. So, but yes, I would heavily recommend that one too. So let's move on to number two, a key lesson in terms of the actual work that you've done, whether at Karma or somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you might expect me to talk about research and data as that's kind of my field. But actually, the key lesson that I would draw out of my work is just how important creativity is. You know, creativity really matters. I've had the opportunity to work with a very wide variety of practitioners across industries and markets. What we're always striving to do is build the right analysis programs to support our clients' objectives and provide them the insights that will give them an edge. But at the end of the day, a campaign has to be crafted in a way that resonates with the target audience. Otherwise, the needle's just not going to move. And I think creativity actually has taken a bit of a backseat in the last decade in favor of technology and platforms. And I think we've become a little bit too obsessed with this kind of stuff. And Dave Abbott, the British advertising creative of BBDO, has this fantastic comment on this, which I will paraphrase because it contains an expletive. But he said, "Stuff delivered at the speed of light is still stuff." And just as in my line of work, you know, understanding and experience, human experience is crucial in driving great analysis work. I think creativity and emotional content is crucial in great communication.
Yeah, the value of insight sometimes is overlooked at the expense of data, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably a lot of people can relate to being a PR person going into a meeting with senior leadership and trying to explain your process around something, and then, you know, 5 minutes later the performance marketing person comes in with their spreadsheet, and it's just a very different kind of conversation. I think it's very easy for people to be distracted by the promise of these platforms and some of the metrics that can be derived from them, and lose sight of the importance of creativity in building brands, the value of emotional connection in how you build brands, and the stuff that's quite, you know, the skill sets that are very much in abundance in PR and communications. And I just, you know, I make the point because I don't think we should lose sight of that in favor of chasing after shiny new things or being overly obsessed with what AI can do.
Yeah, a very good reminder. One thing you have learned personally.
Well, Aaron, as we all know, life is short. So I try to be extremely mindful of my time, and particularly who I spend my time with. It's a bit of a cliche to say surround yourself with the right people. But I think, you know, it's also important to think about limiting your exposure as much as possible to the wrong ones. And we all know who they are. We all encounter them at some point and perhaps sometimes feel some level of obligation to entertain those individuals, but at the end of the day, they are just a drain on your time and energy. And I feel that as much as possible, I try to be mindful of my time. And if I can add one as well, I would say celebrate everything. You know, make the milestones in your life memorable, and find reasons to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, celebrate the wins for sure. Just coming back to your point. On surrounding yourself with the right people and not spending time with the wrong ones. That can be a tricky one in a service industry, can it not?
Well, I think the, yeah, I mean, if we're relating it back to professional settings, I think obviously you have less choice in who you surround yourself with in a work context sometimes. But, you know, the question was a personal lesson. Yes. And I'm sort of trying to relate it back to my personal time. But yeah, look, you know, it's not always avoidable, but as much as possible, I do try to be mindful of that lesson.
Fair enough. You dodged that bullet well. Okay, Andrew. And finally, one piece of advice for your younger self.
Besides buying Amazon stock, which I think would be extremely good advice. It depends a little bit on how young we're talking. But if we're sort of going back to school age, I would say probably listen more. We have two ears and one mouth, as the phrase goes. And I think probably like a lot of young people, I was pretty opinionated and impulsive, which is a fairly annoying combination. And I think that I probably advise myself just to sit back, keep my powder dry, practice what today is referred to as active listening, you know, not just waiting for your opportunity to share your point of view.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Really appreciate the lessons you've shared with our listeners. Yeah, and I hope you keep well, and maybe we'll get you back on the podcast in the not too distant future.
That would be great. Look forward to it. Thanks, Aaron.